Good morning, everyone. I would like to call the Administration Committee to order for Wednesday, May 8, 2013. May we please confirm a quorum?
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We're now to item number 2, which is the consent agenda. Is there anything?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
A second motion by Dodd, second by Perinsky. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, that motion is approved. Item number 3 is a resolution 4088 for fiscal year 2013-14, the overall work program, planning certification, and authorization for execution of agreement for federal planning grants. Mr. Mayhew.
Thank you and good morning. I'm Brian Mayhew. My colleague, Eva Sun, in case I need some help. This one is relatively routine. This is the federal authorization. What this does is, I think you got this document under separate cover. This is the Opus Maximus that governs the three agencies and the spending of about $45, $46 million, both in planning funds and regional transportation grants. So what this does is authorizes us to file this with Caltrans and the federal government. We've already had our meetings with them. All their comments and concerns and suggestions have already been incorporated into the document. Your authorization here authorizes us to file this with them. The actual numbers and the planning funds you will deal with in the budget in the next moment. And with that, I'd be happy to answer questions.
Okay, are there any questions on the work program? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion by Glover, second by Dodd. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion passes. Our next item, I believe, is an informational item, which is the draft MTC fiscal year 13-14 agency budget. Mr. Mayhew.
Thank you again. This is the draft of the budget. Rules call for us to present it to you in May. You'll get the formal and final numbers in June, along with a couple of tweaks that will come with them. But to hit some of the highlights for 12-13, anyway, one, we're in pretty good shape at the end of this year. Our sales tax revenue, as most jurisdictions in the Bay Area have seen, are up a little bit. Our budget was about $10.5 million. We think we'll hit about $11 million. One voice of caution in there is this is the third year of an increase, and these cycles tend to be about 5 years. So we're sort of looking at it now, and we'll budget that. We'll look at that as we go into the next year. Expense-wise, we're in pretty decent shape there, so everything, we don't see anything that will require us to amend the budget as we go into the last month of the year. Now, as to the 14 budget, it is a little bit out of balance. It's roughly $30 million in what you would know as general fund, the general fund component. It is a little bit out of balance, about $85,000. There's a deficit of about $85,000. We will have that fixed and bring it back to you in June in a balanced motion. In there, to highlight it, are four new staff people. The staff positions, three of them go to planning, and one of them is in the records management, is going into our administrative technology groups. There are two new components in the temporary agencies, and you'll see some increases in the capital projects, phone system replacements, records management, a lot of things we're doing as we get ready to move into the new building as well. Basically, the budget doesn't call, I mean, other than that, those are the major initiatives, revenues and expenses. Other than that, are relatively stable to this year. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions, Mr. Mayhew? Yes, Commissioner Bates.
Brian, what are you doing about preparation for the CalPERS expenses in terms of the future, which we all anticipate happening?
We have been we're having a bit of a debate internally about the development of the model for it, and quite frankly, our models run anywhere from a 20% increase to a 50% increase, and we don't have safety. So we're going to work on that a little bit more and try to give you some better information in June because, again, this just came out. We've spent a considerable amount of time on it. I'd rather not guess at this stage. If you talk to the CalPERS actuarials, and we know Alan very well, they don't see this sort of, you know, big panic and increase that everybody else seems to see. They seem to think this is really going to even itself out, and all you're doing is a bigger jump now to keep you from having bigger jumps into the future, but we haven't analyzed that completely yet, and so it's a bit premature on that.
Well, I just wanted to be on your radar because it's certainly coming.
Oh, we've like everybody else, we've gotten it, we've looked at it, we've read 42 versions of it. The fastest growing industry right now is people publishing documents and having conferences on how to deal with it. But again, there is a sense of confusion in the actuarial assumptions going from rolling to fixed and smoothing out the assets themselves as opposed to the rates.
And that vibration.
It's just a different set of computations. I said, we'll have a look at it. It's not going to be free. It clearly is an increase of some sort. We just don't know the magnitude yet.
Thank you, Brian. Any other questions? Yes, Mayor Kwan.
That was actually my same question. So I would like you, though, if we have to agree to this budget in June, I mean, the committee voted for a 50% increase over the next 6 years. I understand that we put aside a reserve. I think that was a really good idea. It's something that we did in Oakland. But I don't think anybody can safely or easily take a 50% pension increase, although we're not as staff-heavy as here as we are maybe in the cities. But that I'd like to see as part of the budget what our proposals will be should they hold to the 50% over 6 years.
And we're happy to do that. We'll give you a projection as to what we think is going to happen with it. And I will point to, while it's been a ways in coming here, we do take certain precautions. We've been hit by PERS as everybody else has in the past, and this is a situation of, you know, we don't want to be fooled a second time. So we do maintain a reserve, a benefit reserve capacity. It's not indefinite. We definitely can deal with some components, but it's not an indefinite increase. So, and we do maintain about roughly now 5 months of an uncommitted reserve. The most important part of that, though, for us is if you look at the grants that we have and the capital programs that we run, those are about $15 million a month, and they're all payments in arrears. So without the reserves, our ability to administer these programs on a budgetary basis as opposed to when a cash is available basis would be in question. So obviously anything that impacts those reserves going into the future is a very serious operation consequence for us.
So that's why I'd like to see what options would be to increase those reserves. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Commissioner McKenzie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jake McKenzie, Sonoma County in the Nine Cities. Just a quick question on the Clipper Enterprise. I note that Clipper Capital Program budget adds $30 million for the 13-14 Capital Program enhancements. Is there any particular detail in that you could give us?
On the Capital Program enhancements, no, other than... I don't know exactly what they're for yet.
I think they're for, I think they're working with Napa Solano on, they're working with Napa Solano as one program that we know of on bringing them online to the Clipper card in the future.
Commissioner, it's a big number, so why don't we bring you a schedule next month and know what it is?
No, that's okay. But when it comes, that'll make me happy. Thank you.
I'm not loud enough on my own. the last item is public comment. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, then we will adjourn this. We'll adjourn this meeting. The next meeting will be June 12th, 2013. Thank you.